First, I would like to say welcome to those who are worshiping with us on Zoom. I hope that you will be blessed with the worship today. And like I said previously, it's always a joy and a pleasure to come to the different communities, the different faith groups, and worship. If I never had taken the lay leadership program, I would have never been able to meet so many of the different congregations, and it has been a blessing for me. It has taken me out of my comfort zone and helped me to integrate with other people. So thanks for all the different churches that I go and do lay worship leading. Let us pray. Eternal God, open our minds to hear your word, our hearts to love your word, and our lives to be obedient to your word through the power of your spirit and the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. On the 19th of February, I got a call that my brother passed away. At that moment, I was not overly shocked, as I knew that he was ill, but not to the degree of an imminent death. This brother and I did not have a brother-sister relationship. He was my brother, of course, but that doesn't mean that I took his death lightly. He will no longer be with us, and I felt sorrowful. However, whenever there's a death in a family, no matter what the relationship, there is pain, sorrow, distress. Just the fact that that person will no longer be there, you will not be able to hear their laughter or seeing them. However, the death of my brother was much more severe to his two children, their father, whom they relied on, will no longer be there. Their father was their support. And like Queen Elizabeth says, their father was their stay. He was the one who brought them up, took care of them, nurtured them, so they felt the pain, the distress. Even though they are adults, they were aware that his death was inevitable. But we all have to go through the mourning and the grief. As long as they believe and have faith, God knows what is needed and will provide as he sees it. My brother was a staunch Jehovah's Witness. The scripture reading tells us that there is new life. Jesus has the power over death. God brings new life from death. Faith provides hope in suffering, and God's timing brings glory through difficult situations. Jesus' own resurrection. The Lazarus story shows there is hope that death is not final. We move from a dead state of sin to a new life in Christ Jesus once we believe in God's providence. Hope in Christ Jesus brings light and life even in hopeless situations. Psalm 130, verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. A review of the story tells us that Lazarus was Jesus and the 12 disciples' good friend. Jesus loved Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. The sisters sent message to Jesus that Lazarus was sick. They know that Jesus can perform miracles, and I guess they would not mind Jesus performing a miracle on Lazarus. But that is not God's plan. God had a different plan and a different timing. God's timing is not our timing. Everything is done in accordance with God's timing. Jesus delayed his journey to Bethany for 2 more days. We can assume that the sisters were anxious for Jesus to come, for he will make everything better and right, especially the despair they were experiencing. After the 2 days, Jesus arrived in Bethany with his disciples, even though they were apprehensive of what might occur. Verse 8 says, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and you are going there again?" To which Jesus responded, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them." Lazarus and his sisters were faithful, trusting, and loving friends of Jesus. They did not stumble because their faith was strong, their relationship secure in God's word. Faith is a loyalty unto God and the cornerstone of our Christian faith. Trusting in God means that no matter what happens, we will turn to God rather than turn away from him. To do this, we need deep faith, which Lazarus and his sisters had. It is not how big our faith is, but how big our God is. Ultimately, he is the one in whom we put our faith and our trust and our hope, believing and obeying the commands of the all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present Almighty God. When we trust in our Creator, no tsunami, no rough seas can drown us, for he holds us anchored securely to his bosom. Trusting God means we trust God to do the impossible, which Jesus was about to do, what the others didn't know. Mary and Martha trusted Jesus to do the impossible for their brother, but raising Lazarus from the dead, I believe, was never on their radar. They both, at separate times, greeted Jesus with the same words, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She answered, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Jesus is asking us the same question. Do you believe that I am the Messiah? Mary greets Jesus by falling to his feet and repeating the same words as her sister, "Lord, if you were there, my brother would not have died." Mary was consumed with grief. She was mourning the death of her beloved brother, Lazarus. She was in such a state of deep loss and grief because they were mourning Lazarus' passing, that Jesus, the loving, caring friend, sensed the loss and despair and wept as Mary was weeping. Mary's faithfulness is not by what she says, but by what she did. She knelt at Jesus' feet. She wept publicly for her brother. Her faithfulness causes Jesus to respond differently because he loved the Bethany family members, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Jesus was greatly disturbed in spirit and greatly moved. His love for his friends shines through. Jesus' love for the family represents God's love for his creation. God loves us so much that he sent his one and only Son for our salvation, but it is not without sacrifice. We have to give up the old life and take on a new life. As we approach Holy Week, the raising of Lazarus is an amazing story and a powerful lesson in the many spectacular ways Jesus wants to be involved in our lives. One powerful way to invite Jesus to become more involved in our lives is through prayer, fervent prayer. Prayer is the cornerstone of our Christian faith. Mary and Martha prayed, Jesus prayed before he commanded Lazarus to come out. We must take all of our needs to God in prayer and trust in him who is able to do anything that impossible. We must be persistent in prayer even when our prayers are delayed and not answered. We must continue to pray because God's timing is not our timing. If God didn't answer our prayer, doesn't mean that he didn't hear it. It is not his time. Even when in prayer, our eyes are filled with tears, we know that Jesus cries with us. He did it with Mary. He will do it with you and I. Raising Lazarus means we must endure, knowing that when we are walking in the garden of our grief, we will meet our Lord and Savior again. Lazarus' resurrection reveals the glory of God, which eventually leads to Jesus' death on the cross. Lazarus is all of us, people of Christian faith, bound by death in our current lives, called to life by Jesus, who is the light of the world. Jesus is saying to us today to remove the name of Lazarus and replace it with our name. Jesus is standing at the tomb, shouting, come out, remove the grave clothes of shame, fear, and old habits, and enter into the new life of Christ, which he gives. Brothers and sisters, hear the command of Jesus Christ and walk into the light of day. Jesus the Christ guarantees eternal life if we follow and listen to his command. Do not get distracted. Be focused at all times and keep your eyes on him who is able to do all that is impossible. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on me shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto eternal life. May this season of Lent be a time to reflect, ponder, and reconnect with our God. Know that you are not alone in troubled times, and that God walks with you every step of the way. We are not alone. God is with us. God is with us to the glory of God. Amen.